All right, good morning. Happy Sunday to you, and welcome to the show. It is the sixth day of December. The year is 2009, and this is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you, live from Bear Lakes Country Club in West Palm Beach for the final stage of PGA Tour Q School. Peter Bernhardt, attorney with the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, along my side today, filling in for my esteemed co-host, Patrick Rooney Jr. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Russ.
It's a beautiful morning in South Florida. I'm excited for the golf. I can't wait to see the resumption of the fourth round at Q School, and then the fifth round should start later today. We'll get to the leaderboard in just 1 second. But, of course, I have to admit I am a little bit bummed this morning as a University of Florida alum, as are you. Our Gators did not look very good last night. Kudos to the Alabama Crimson Tide, 32-13 victory in the SEC Championship.
Not a big Nick Saban fan for what he did to our Dolphins, but got to hand it to him. He coached a great game last night, came up with a great game plan, and the number one defense in the country looked anything but.
Yeah, kudos to the Bama Crimson Tide. There's no doubt in my mind that they were the better team last night. Maybe you play that game again somewhere else. Maybe the Gators win, but not last night. I don't care that Carlos Dunlap wasn't in the game. Had he been there, the outcome would have been the same. Alabama was that much better than the Gators last night. Now we have a national championship game, Texas and Alabama. Texas ekes by last night over Nebraska in the Big 12 championship on a field goal. Final play of the game. After what I saw last night from Alabama, I don't think Texas has any chance of beating Bama in the national championship. As for the Gators, they will play against, likely, the Cincinnati Bearcats in the Sugar Bowl.
The that Texas game, Colt McCoy certainly didn't put the signature stamp he was looking for on the Heisman run.
No, I think Mark Ingram, running back for Bama, sealed up the Heisman Trophy last night with three touchdowns against the Gators. Anyway, we're here to talk golf. We are live at Bear Lakes Country Club. Final stage of PGA Tour Q School is ongoing right now. The suspended fourth round just resumed about 20 minutes ago at 7:45 a.m. We will get to leaderboard in just 1 second. Kelly Bidlin here on site with us at Bear Lakes Country Club. John Martin back at home base making sure everything runs smoothly. That is your cast of characters this morning on a gorgeous, a little chilly, but gorgeous Sunday morning in South Florida. 888-760-3776, the number as always to jump in on the Golf Talk this morning, 888-760-3776. You can also email the show, golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com is the email address, golfexchange, all one word, @thehondaclassic.com. And don't forget, listen via live streaming audio at the official tournament website, www.thehondaclassic.com. In just about 15 minutes, we'll discuss our one hot topic. And, Peter, I'll give you one guess who the one hot topic is today. It's been the hot topic for the last week, not only in the golf world, not only in the sports world, but in the world altogether, in the news world, it is Tiger Woods and the ongoing story about the car crash and the infidelity and the reports that the reported mistresses, the number of them continue to grow from 2 to 3 to 4, and we'll be talking Tiger Woods for a lot of the program today.
It certainly has kept the media world abuzz. It's the favorite topic of every blog. It's the favorite topic of everybody who doesn't know anything about golf. And it's the favorite topic of everybody who knows things about golf.
That's so right. The golf world is melding with the TMZ, Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight world. Because Tiger Woods, not only is he's the largest athlete in the world, he's likely the largest, you know, next to Barack Obama, probably the biggest personality in the world altogether.
He's the most recognizable figure in the world.
Exactly. He's taken over that mantle from Michael Jordan. So Tiger Woods will be the bulk of the program today, along with Q School. We'll also be talking Tiger during our sports, business, and law segment with the sports professor Rick Carl, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. And with Rick, we'll talk about Tiger Woods, his marketing image. How will his marketing image? He's a billion-dollar commodity. He makes well over $100 million a year, and only about a tenth of that is from his winnings on course. Everything else is from endorsements. How will his marketing image be altered? Will it suffer from this ongoing story of the infidelity and the car crash and everything else? This saga that has become Tiger Woods over the last week. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll go inside the ropes, PGA National Resort and Spa, inside the ropes segment, handful of current stories in the world of golf. And this week, those stories include LPGA Q School is going on as well, and Adam Scott salvaging his season with a win down under. How about that?
How about that?
Where did that come from?
Where did his golf swing?
See that one coming. So a lot of stories to get to in about an hour during our inside segment. Also at 9:30 this morning, Ken Kennerly, the Honda Classic Executive Director, yes, but he also wears another hat, that of agent. He runs a player management firm, IGP Group, which also manages the Honda Classic. It's an event management firm as well as player management, and he has a couple of players in the field this week at Q School. So we'll talk to Ken about
three of them.
What is it like being an agent during this week at Q School?
Three players from International Golf Partners are
so
in the field.
We'll be looking forward to that as well. Lots to get to today. Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic live at Bear Lakes Country Club in West Palm Beach. Final stage of PGA Tour Q School, and we will get to that leaderboard right now. It is your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And right now we have just resumed the fourth round of play. Players are on the course now for over 20 minutes. Fourth round resumed at 7:45 a.m. this morning. Troy Merritt and Jay Williamson at 15 under par when play was suspended due to darkness yesterday. They're back out on the course. Merritt and Williamson were halfway through their rounds on Saturday, which started late afternoon. Thunderstorms forced a suspension of third-round play Friday. So we've had 2 days now of some play being suspended due to rain and darkness. They're hoping to finish things by tomorrow. Brendan Pappas and Andrew McLarty are 14-under, and a group that includes PGA Tour veteran Jeff Maggart, Billy Horschel, and Graham DeLayet are another stroke back at 13-under par. Matt Jones among the only players to finish his fourth round, shooting a 5-under par 67 to get him to 11-under. Here is your top 25 as of right now. Merritt and Williamson lead at 15 under par. McLarty and Pappas one stroke back at minus 14. Billy Horschel, Jeff Maggart, Graham DeLayet are at 13 under par. Barrett Jarosz is at minus 12. Matt Jones, Martin Flores are both at minus 11. That has them for tie for ninth as of right now. Of course, this is through roughly 3.5 rounds of play, so still a lot of golf to go. Roughly 2.5 rounds still yet to be played. Michael Connell and Andrew Buckle are both at minus 10, tied for 11th. Joe Ogilvie, Ted Brown, Brendan DeYoung, and Chris Riley, along with Ricky Fowler and Josh Broadway, all six of those players are at 9 under par. That right now is good for a tie for 13th. Then you have Scott Stallings, Chris Blanks, Adam Meyer, all at minus 8. That's good for a tie for 20th. And here are, as of right now, through roughly 3.5 rounds of play, still a lot of golf left, roughly 2.5 rounds to go. As of right now, here are your last three players in for their PGA Tour card. As of right now, with a lot of golf left to go, Neil Lancaster, Brent Dalhousie, and Bronson Lacassie are all three of those men are at 7 under par, tied for 23rd. Those are exactly your top 25 players right now that would be PGA Tour exempt with their tour cards for 2010 through Q School for 2010. Those are your top 25 players. But again, there's still a lot of golf left. There's over 40 holes of golf left.
Look down one more at sitting there at 6 under in the 26th spot, Tom Pernice Jr. The 50-year-old out here trying to improve his playing position for next year.
I'll tell you what, that's an interesting story, Peter, because Tom Pernice Jr., at the age of 50, he won this year on the Champions Tour. He has got fully exempt status for 2010 on the Champions Tour, yet he's still out here trying to secure his PGA Tour card for 2010. Wants to do a little Jay Haas, wants to play on both tours, but primarily the PGA Tour.
And a little-known fact, he's one of the mentors for Ricky Fowler.
That's right, and Ricky Fowler is a good-looking player. I mean, he is no doubt about it in my mind, going to win on the PGA Tour in the next few years. I want to go down the list because we've got a lot of big-time names here that are, as of right now, on the outside looking in. But as I said, we've got well over two rounds of golf still to play between today and tomorrow. And we'll get to the status of where the fourth round of resumption is, what happens after the round concludes with the fifth and sixth rounds. We'll get to that in a second. But leaderboard as of right now, through about 3.5 rounds of play. As you mentioned, Tom Pernice Jr. is in that group just outside looking in, tied for 26th, which means they could very well be on the inside very soon. 6 under par, Chris Wilson, Tom Pernice Jr., Spencer Levine, Omar Yarresti, and Julian Trudeau. All of those players are 6 under par, just one shot back of that top 25. Tim Herron, Lumpy Herron right now, tied for 43rd at 3 under par. He is even par on his fourth round through 16 holes. So he has nearly completed four rounds of play at 3 under par overall. Brant Jobe and Casey Wittenberg are also players are at 3 under par, tied for 43 as of right now. Glenn Day, local name. Glenn Day is at 2 under par as of right now, tied for 54th. I'll bet Glenn Day's pretty happy today with the Alabama Crimson Tide winning last night.
But he's an OU guy.
Yeah, that's right. He is an Oklahoma guy.
And a Little Rock resident. So, I don't know. I've spent a lot of time with Glenn, but I don't think I've ever heard him mention Alabama football. So
I thought Glenn was lived in Alabama at one point, or is that
he's
not?
He's a Little Rock
He's
guy.
An Arkansas guy. Okay. Yeah. Tommy Ganey and Jason Gore are both at 2 under par right now, along with Glenn Day. That puts them tied for 54th. Keep in mind, though, there's still so much golf left. All these scores could change within the next hour or two. Jesper Parnevik, he has been in the news. He's been blasting Tiger Woods. Said a couple days ago that he regrets ever setting Tiger Woods up with his wife, Elin Nordegren, and said he wishes next time Elin would use a driver instead of a 3-iron. So Jesper Parnevik has definitely been forthcoming with his thoughts regarding Tiger Woods. Jesper right now at Q School, he is even par through 14 holes on his fourth round. He's even par overall for Q School through roughly 3.5 rounds. That puts him tied for 68th with about 2.5 rounds to go.
I don't think for him it matters. I think he gets to use this year. He still has his one time
top 50 career money.
Career money. So yeah. I think he has said he would use that if he doesn't get his card.
But he would like to get his card and save that, you know, for another rainy day, perhaps.
For when he's 49.
Here's another local name. Palm Beach County resident Matthias Gromberg is at +1 overall. He's 13 holes through his fourth round. He's got 5 holes left on his fourth round today, +1 overall for Q School, tied for 79th.
And another one has playing privilege already for next year. He finished top 120. He finished
126 top, to 150?
No, he finished top 25 on
The nationwide tour. Right, yeah. Right. So he's got status that route. Okay, and then we go down. Here's probably the biggest name that's here this week at Q School, David Duval, former number one player in the world, a 13-time winner on the PGA Tour, his last victory over 8 years ago, the 2001 British Open. David Duval started out pretty good, but he's faltered. He is +7 through 17 holes on his fourth round. He's got one. He's resuming his fourth round today. He's probably already finished with his fourth round. He only had to play one hole. He is +4 overall through almost 4 complete rounds of Q School. That puts him at 111th. He has got a lot of work to do over the final 2 rounds. It's unlikely that he'll be in the top 25.
I would say it's darn near impossible. Doesn't sound like the David Duval that was contending at the U.S. Open, but another one. He's got status 125 to 150,
right. He's already got his 126 through 150 status, which gets him right around a dozen tournaments.
Well, he gets unlimited sponsors exemptions, anyways, at that status too.
And he would likely get a lot of sponsors exemptions because he's a huge name. And he's also got status in a number of different tournaments on tour as a former champion.
Correct.
So David Duval, there's no doubt he'll be playing at least 20 to 25 events in 2010. But he of course, would like to. And I give him credit. I give him a lot of credit for showing up this week and trying to secure his fully exempt status by way of Q School this week.
There are a lot of players who would not do that. And who haven't done it in the past.
Right, who have decided not to. So there's a quick look at the leaderboard here. 166 players teeing it up to start the week on Wednesday at Q School, final stage of Q School here at Bear Lakes Country Club. The Lakes course and the Links course, 36 holes of golf here at Bear Lakes, a phenomenal club in Palm Beach County, one of the best private clubs in Palm Beach County in my estimation. And I'll tell you what, I get such a kick out of watching the coverage. Yesterday, watching the coverage on Golf Channel, there was only about an hour of coverage because they didn't resume play until about 4 o'clock. So they went till 5 o'clock on the coverage. And I get such a kick out of seeing these pros play holes that I recognize so well because I played here probably 50 or 60 times over the years. And so it's a course that you can look at any hole and know exactly where it is. It's kind of the same feeling I get when I watch the Honda Classic on the champion course at PGA National, albeit these players teeing off from different tee boxes than I play from.
Well, Rush, you couldn't even reach the fairways from those teams. I played with you. But for the golf fan, if you have never been to Q School, it is one of the best places to watch golfers play. The crowds are thin. It's not like going to the Honda where you have wall-to-wall crowds. You can see top players in the world play golf, and they're playing for a lot more than money right now. They're playing for status, the ability to play on tour. And it's a dream maker and a dream breaker.
Now here I'll talk about what's going on here over the next 2 days, because they have had some problems with rain and darkness ending play early over the last 2 days. Round four just resumed about 25 minutes ago. It's set, well, actually now about 30 minutes ago at 7:45 a.m. Approximate finish time of round four is going to be right around 10:30 this morning. At that point, once the round four completely finishes for all the players in the field, all 166 players, they will repair for the fifth round. Approximate starting time for round five is going to be right around 11 o'clock this morning, and all the groups will be repaired at that point. Competitors in the portion of the field with the lowest scores, the half of the field with the lowest scores, will be playing on the links course, and then the competitors in the field with the highest scores, the guys that are likely not going to be in the top 25 when everything finishes tomorrow, they will be playing on the lakes course. After the fifth round, competitors will switch courses. So the leaders will be then playing on the lakes course tomorrow on Monday, and the half of the field, you know, with the highest scores, will be playing on the links course tomorrow, starting on the same tee, and the groups will remain the same. So repairing after the fourth round today, those pairings will be playing fifth and sixth rounds together. They're hoping to finish everything by darkness tomorrow on Monday.
The interesting part of that is the course that's been giving up the lowest scores is the links course,
right.
And it's traditionally the easier course out here. So the guys who are going to be on the bubble come Monday are going to be playing the more difficult course, and the finishing holes on the lake course are no gimme.
Oh, 15, 16, 17, and 18, four extremely, extremely tough holes. Two par fours, 15 and 16, that long par 5, 17, and then 18, a fabulous finishing hole at Bear Lakes Country Club, another par four.
I suspect you're going to see on Monday, you're going to see a lot of changes in fortune.
Good point, Peter. Real quickly, another leaderboard I want to take a real quick look at, the Chevron World Challenge going out, out in Sherwood Country Club in Thousand Oaks, California. This is Tiger's event. Of course, he's not there. He's not playing this week in the event. He's not even there hosting the event this week for obvious reasons. And Graham McDowell, Tiger's replacement in the field, is tied for the lead after three rounds of play. Graham McDowell and Y.E. Yang tied for the lead at 10 under par after three rounds of play going into today's final round. Lee Westwood and Padraig Harrington one shot back, tied for third at minus nine. Jim Furyk and Ian Poulter two shots back, tied for fifth at minus eight.
Well, this week it's not good to be Tiger, but it's good to be his replacement.
I'll tell you what, Graham McDowell was at, Steve Sands interviewed Graham McDowell yesterday out in Thousand Oaks, and he had the best response. Steve Sands said, "You're the replacement for Tiger Woods. How do you replace Tiger Woods in a field?" And Graham McDowell says, "Well, you can't replace Tiger Woods. He's the greatest golfer in the world. He's the face of our tour." But he said, "I guess the next best thing, if I'm going to be his replacement in the field, is having a chance to win the tournament on a final round Sunday." What a great answer.
Terrific.
and he might get it done today. He'll be paired with Y.E. Yang, the Honda Classic champion, for today's final round. Yang, should he win today out in Thousand Oaks, that would be his third victory on in the golf world this year, and all three victories. Yes, this is a silly season event, but world ranking points are up for grabs today at the Chevron Challenge.
Well, because of the strength of the field. I mean, look at the strength. I mean, that's a heck of a field. You've got 25. Everyone's in the top 50.
Yeah, it's the best players in the world. The field is put together based the world rankings. So you've got all the play. You got most of the players in the top 10, top 20 in the world rankings. But think about it. If Yang were to win today, he would have a 2009 season where he won the Honda Classic, the PGA Championship, by beating Tiger Woods in a final pairing. And then he goes and wins Tiger's event, the Chevron World Challenge. Unfortunate that the PGA Tour decided not to have a comeback player of the year, because I would argue Y.E. Yang is your comeback player of the year for 2009.
Was he injured in 2008?
No, but he started 2009 ranked 400th in the world.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how about that?
That would certainly qualify
as
a comeback.
And he has three wins. So there you go, your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report for two leaderboards, Q School and the Chevron World Challenge, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt today filling in for Pat Rooney Jr. Just getting started on a gorgeous Sunday morning in South Florida. We are live at Bear Lakes Country Club for final stage of PGA Tour Q School. Coming up next, our one hot topic, and it is Tiger Woods, the ongoing story of Tiger, which began with the National Enquirer story a couple weeks back, last week during Thanksgiving week, and then the car crash on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the infidelity, the reports about mistresses all over the country. We will talk about Tiger Woods, all aspects of the Tiger Woods story up next. Start dialing in to voice your opinion, 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Dial in. We'll take your phone calls on Tiger Woods next. Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt live from Bear Lakes Country Club in West Palm Beach. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.